USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I was not happy with it.
President Trump saying he disagrees with sentiment expressed by a crowd at his rally in North Carolina on Wednesday night when it came to one of the four Democratic women of color in Congress who he's been having a feud with of late.
But again, I didn't say that. They did.
The crowd had been referring to Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. Yesterday at that photo op, the president did still say that she and the three other congresswomen have said, quote, horrible things about the country. Convicted sex offender and billionaire Jeffrey Epstein, staying behind bars for now after he was denied bail yesterday as he awaits trial on new charges in New York concerning allegations he had sex with dozens of underage women. The president wants the son of late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia to be the next labor secretary, and this is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky is answering harsh criticism he's been getting after he tried to put up a stumbling block in front of the passage of the 9/11 Victims Compensation Bill, saying he wanted it fully debated because it has an impact on America's finances.
What you would do if you're responsible is you'd allocate it for 3, 4, 5 years and come back and reassess it. That's a responsible way to budget. But to have an open-ended thing that goes to 2092, really, it doesn't matter how good the cause is, it's irresponsible.
Paul speaking there on Fox News. Despite his efforts, a vote on the bill is expected to happen this upcoming Tuesday. If the president signs it, it means the fund will be fully funded through 2090. A dangerously hot weekend coming up for most of the nation, as forecasters say temperatures will hit 100 or higher in about two-thirds of the country from the western plains to the east coast. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The man known as Pharma Bro will be staying in prison after his appeal was denied in New York. New York City-born Martin Shkreli is serving a 7-year sentence for securities fraud at Fort Dix Prison in New Jersey. Shkreli was previously accused of jacking up the prices for a pill for patients with HIV and racking up huge profits in the process. He's expected to be released now in 2023. A motive for the arson fire at a Japanese animation studio that killed over 30 people emerging as local news reports the suspected arsonist told police the studio had copied many of his ideas. America's top diplomat has a message regarding religious liberty. With more, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo speaking at a summit on protecting religious freedom at the State Department on Thursday.
You can be sure that the United States will be out in front defending the God-given, unalienable right of all human beings to worship as they choose.
Pompeo has a message for everyone who chose not to attend this year's summit.
We hope too that those of you who chose not to be here will reconsider your decision next time and find the courage to stand up for freedom every day.
Pompeo also spent some time touting the administration's recent success in getting Turkey to release American pastor Andrew Brunson, who was caught up in mass arrest following a failed coup attempt against the Turkey government back in 2016.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.